A number of high-ranking Liberals are courting Guelph MPP and Green Party leader Mike Schreiner to cross the aisle and run to be the next leader of the Ontario Liberals. A one-page letter addressed to Schreiner is making the rounds on social media from 40 signees, including current MPPs, cabinet ministers past and present, volunteers and riding association presidents. It also includes Liz Sandals, the three-term Guelph MPP who retired ahead of the 2018 election, the riding Schreiner won to become the first Green MPP in Ontario's history. Ontarians are troubled by the Ford government's abandonment of environmental and economic standards, including their attack upon the Greenbelt, conservation authorities, municipal management of development and more. They are worried about the increasing privatization of our healthcare system, the letter reads. Ontarians are demanding something better. That is why we are taking this unprecedented step, to reach outside our ranks to urge you, the leader of another party, to join the Ontario Liberals and run for our party's leadership. It added Schreiner would have a larger audience of supporters, as the Liberal leader, as well as a broader platform to rally Ontarians on a call to take action on issues like climate change and the environment. Schreiner couldn't be immediately reached for comment. While this letter pledges support from the signees if Schreiner makes the decision, it adds the letter is not a vote of non-confidence in the party or those who have expressed interest to run as the next leader. This is an effort to open up our party and move beyond the narrow scope of traditional partisan politics, it said. Also making their voices heard are former Liberal candidates, including Rachelle Devereaux, who ran against Schreiner in Guelph in last year's provincial election. She said during the campaign, the two of them came together and agreed in so many ways on the work needed to build a more prosperous, sustainable and hopeful Ontario. In Ontario, spaces where change feels possible, where readiness seems present or where windows are open, have been hard to find, she said in a Twitter thread. The result, an overwhelming sense of hopelessness, fear or downright apathy, alongside a craving to be inspired, engaged and lit up again. That is exactly how I feel about Mike Schreiner, a leader respected beyond party lines and across the province, potentially entering the race to become the next leader of the Ontario Liberal Party. She said there are many incredible prospective candidates in the running, and, we could be so lucky if Mike Schreiner makes the decision to be among them. A website has also been created to court Schreiner. Kate Graham, who ran for the Liberal leadership in 2020 and is a named spokesperson for the group, said so much is broken with contemporary politics, which is alienating voters. That's why we had record low turnout in the last election, she said. She said Schreiner speaks with clarity and conviction on issues, and knows how to mobilize grassroots activists across the province. Let's face it. Ontario Liberals aren't going to earn back the support of the people of this province by doing the same old things over and over again, Graham said. We need to embrace the energy of people fighting for change throughout Ontario. That's why we've taken this unprecedented step, of reaching out to the one individual we think can make it happen. It's not the first time the idea has come up. Back in early December, the Toronto Star reported several members of the Liberal Party reached out to Schreiner to make the switch. However, multiple sources said Schreiner doubled down on his commitment to the Greens during a press conference shortly after the report came out, saying he has no plans to run for another party. John Fraser, an Ottawa area MPP, was named the interim leader in August. This, after Stephen Del Duca resigned the post following his defeat in last year's election. The leadership election date is expected to be decided in a meeting in March.